Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Hi, my name is Michael Scott Novilla, and my position right now is sitting down. I'm the owner of Nova 535 Unique Event Space, the owner of downtownstpete.com. I am the owner, founder, and host of Entrepreneur Social Club, and also a website called St. Pete Mural Tour.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
51 years and some days now. I was born and raised here April 1st, 1968. So I'm an April Fool baby.
What organizations are you involved in?
The ones I just mentioned, I guess. So Nova 535, Entrepreneur Social Club, and downtownstpete.com. KPI, Key Person of Influence.
What gets you out of bed every day?
My legs. Is that a trick question?
No, it's a non-literal question.
Why get out of bed? Every day is an adventure. I mean, why would you, you know, once you're done sleeping, and there's no other reason to stay in bed, get up and do the best you can that day, make an adventure out of it.
Why'd you stay in St. Pete?
You know, after traveling the world, 87 countries so far, St. Pete has the best blend. I mean, I was born here, my family and friends are here, and really, I think St. Pete has the best blend of everything that you want in a wonderful place to live. You know, it's like a big, small city. So there's plenty to do. Certainly it's grown up a lot. When I was in college back in the 90s, St. Pete was really slow in terms of the social life. I used to have to go to Clearwater or Tampa. But now St. Pete has got a fantastic blend, food, art, weather, you know, friends, the vibe. Traffic is still good. Lots of parks. I love it here.
What is one habit that you keep?
Breathing.
That's a good one.
Eating well, I guess. I live by continuous improvement. So, you know, trying to solve problems and make things better for myself and those people around me. You know, living by, I guess, the axioms of you are what you eat, be your own best friend, and mind over mind.
Who are some people that influence you?
So influencers, you know, growing up, Isaac Asimov, a lot of the science fiction greats, Leonardo da Vinci, and then Ben Franklin, of course, which is the reason why I started the Entrepreneur Social Club. And then, you know, people that are alive, certainly my father was a great influence. Sadly, he passed about 10 years ago, but he was a great influence. Some of the people I've worked for. And then today, you know, my business partner, Mike Mitchell, Drew Edwards, Chris Jenkins, people like that, that give me real honest feedback. So I try to listen and be a good student, you know, Amir Ardabili with Amir's Academy of Martial Arts. People that are tough, honest role models. You know, those are my mentors.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
A lot of books. Wow. There's so many. I think really being your own best friend, which I mentioned before, that's kind of the key for me is if you are your own best friend, you don't need to fill yourself with other things to be happy because ultimately all happiness can only come from yourself. And so once you realize that, life works out pretty well. And then from there, you know, as I mentioned before, you are what you eat. So keep that in mind. And then, you know, really mind over mind because you have to be in charge of what comes out of your mouth, what happens with your hands and feet, you know, where your eyes look. So you're in charge of yourself and realizing that if you want to be positive and, you know, add value to the world, then you can do that.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
That's interesting. What do I wish I knew about my work 3 years ago? Well, most of my clients are women and I'm a guy. We have different ways of thinking. Certainly the Mars and Venus, you know, comes to mind as an early example, but it's just a better understanding of human behavior. You know, we all do our best. We all have our own biases and filters. So understanding people better would be probably the thing I wish I knew because at the end of the day, all business is about human to human.
What's next?
I'm launching my first book, which has taken forever, but 4 years later, it's 5 a.m. Go Home. And it's a hilarious autobiography about my life and how I can teach you to throw five-star weddings and events. So publishing a first book is next. After that, we'll see how the rest of the week goes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.